Welcome to another episode of Whip Snap, episode 105. In this episode, my buddy Chris and my buddy Nick, that's the guest. That's who's talking for this episode. Before I cut to the episode, I do want to promote something. First off, happy Easter. Didn't even know he was sick. But I have a book coming out. We'll talk about Easter in a second. I don't have a book coming out. The script, I have a one-act play that was written, and I formatted it as a book, and it's on Amazon, and it's called Icky Island. I wrote it when I was, in 2020, 2019, and then I uploaded it on Amazon. I have no memory of how I even made it into a book. I think I was just motivated during COVID, and it took maybe a good week, like a week straight in a row to format it to, I already wrote it, so format it into a book. It took a while, but it's only, 25 pages. $8. If you're going to do anything nice for anybody, you can either go pay for someone's drive-through meal at a fast food place. You could help, a man in need, or you can buy my book. No one heard that, but I found it on the couch. And we also have a fire pit in the background because it's really cold out, and also I'm probably going to go to hell. I was just making fun of farting and whatever, you get the point. Buy my book, my one act play. In this episode, my buddy of mine, Chris, and my friend Nick, all of those, it's a really good episode. So we'll just cut to it. Okay. And then this is what's going to happen. We're going to play the episode. And then a little bit, after that, right after that, it's going to cue the piano song, the thing that leads into the episode. You guys get my theme. You guys get it. If oh my God, I hate myself. Have you seen those TikToks where someone, it says me when I stutter over myself, and two people telling a story, and one person, and the second person jumps in, and they're like, and then they just look at each other with a straight face, and the person that stutters just chokes the other person or beats him up. I think it's so funny. That's what I feel like, except I don't want to choke someone else. I want to choke myself in a non-sexual way. I'm going to hell. That's what I'm trying to say. Happy Easter. We're going to cue the episode of me, Chris, and Nick, and then it's going to play the little theme song, the fade away, the dismount music. And then I'm going to talk about Easter because I'm uploading this episode on Easter. All right. Enjoy the episode.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. My name is Nick. Okay. And I have a small dick.
Go ahead. Chris, go ahead and say something.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4. I have a massive cock, but it's the exact same size as Nick's.
Opening. This is episode 105 of Whip Snap. We got Chris Kaufman again, and then the first time ever on a pod, ever even existing, because Nick Bug, Nicholas yep. Bug.
I wasn't important before this moment, so...
Keep your mouth shut till we say so.
This is funny. So Chris has been on the podcast 3 times. The only other person has been on the podcast 3 times is my brother, and his name is also Chris.
I know, because I've gotten some texts that were for your brother.
Oh yeah, I sent. I was supposed to send my brother, hey, can you Venmo me $40? And I sent it to this Chris instead.
Did he do it?
No, it's a good thing I just ignore texts when I get them, because I just didn't do anything about it.
Bro, he's so bad at texting. Nick replies instantly. Me? When I'm like, yeah, you, Nick. When I reply, when I send you a nude, you just stop. That's your message. Stop. I'm like, hey, dude, at least you replied.
I save the images. I still save them out of respect.
I think the...
Dude, that guy that's still saving them out of respect. I got an Echo folder just in case any prospective buyers come in.
My camp name is Echo, guys.
Oh, I sorry, Ed, Greg.
We got to start calling each other by our actual names.
You're right.
Sorry. Gregory, even though I don't look like a Gregory, but I look like a Greg. Nick, do you go by Nick or Nicholas?
I go by Nick.
Okay.
Do I look like a Nick?
Yes. The first thing we bonded over, I think, was film. We all love film.
Correct.
So I want this to be not necessarily primarily a film episode, because we can just talk about whatever. But actually, as it's coming to mind, like I said to Nick and Chris, I only have one thing I wanted to talk about, and we're not going to talk about it yet. I'm going to save it, and we're going to forget about it later.
Okay, I'm bored already.
Dude, okay, octopuses, tentacles. Yeah. How are you feeling now?
What?
He zoned out. He's like, now I'm imagining too many things.
I don't think I zoned out. I don't think that made any sense.
The blood is rushing from his head to his cock with that imagery.
Is it just me? But I've heard Nick say what so many times.
Oh, yeah, it's the story of my life. That is literally the story of my life. What?
Like, yeah, anytime I'm like telling you a joke, or not even joke, just talking to you, you're there, you're making eye contact with me, but you like blink and you're like, I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Oh, I got in trouble today for telling a joke. Would you like to hear the joke? The guy went to see a doctor, and the doctor had bad news and worse news. So he's like, I got bad news and I got worse news. And the guy's like, okay. And the doctor's like, well, the bad news is you have AIDS. And the guy's like, well, that stinks, you know. And the doctor's like, yes. And the worst news is that you have Alzheimer's. And the guy's like, what? Well, at least I don't have AIDS.
Well, in what context did you say that joke?
I said it to Starbucks baristas.
Wait, hold on. Also, I feel like I have a lot of confidence in me. I never have the balls to just like say a joke to a stranger I've ever met, regardless if the joke is like offensive or not. I just don't. That's not my interaction with strangers.
Also, like a whole joke.
Yeah,
like a whole joke. Yeah.
I work at Starbucks.
So you're just talking to your coworker.
No, he's talking to a stranger. He's selling them coffee. They're like,
hey guys, you want to hear my joke?
He wrote it out on a cup, and then they came back in and they threw it on me. And it was really weird.
We got to keep this all in. I have a joke, and I hate dad jokes. How do you feel about dad jokes?
It depends. I don't know. Like, sometimes they work. Sometimes they work really well, and sometimes they just meh.
I love dad jokes. There's nothing wrong with a dad joke.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I agree with that.
For Nick, is there a joke that's considered a dad joke where you like it and then maybe one that you don't like? Start with the one that you don't like, because those are easier to find. For example, I consider knock knock jokes dad jokes.
It depends on the knock knock joke though.
That is true. Okay. Like knock knock, who's there? Interrupting cow. That's a dad joke.
That's such a good one.
That's
a great joke.
A way to flirt with someone. Have you ever like started off with a joke? Well, what's your go-to? Like, how do you approach somebody that you like? You can be like, hey, I got some bad news and I got some worse news. Which one do you want to hear first?
I don't know. I don't think I have a go-to. Like, I have to read the situation, you know?
You just, like fucking...
Nick analyzes, like a Terminator, every woman he meets. Like,
that's right. I put it through a database.
You walk up to her, scan her, and then you go, I'll be back. And then you leave.
Yeah,
and you come back,
exactly.
And you're like, I have calculated the perfect pickup line.
And then he goes, I have bad news, and I have worse news. Have you ever, what's the worst way someone has turned you down? Because everybody's always like, the worst she can say is no. And I'm like, no, I feel like they can. This is maybe not necessarily me asking somebody out. And so you don't need to answer that question. But anything that falls under that line, when someone has broken up with me, they said, I'm not even a good actor, which also like, fuck them. They never saw me.
Whoa.
And then. They never saw me do it. And then also they said they cheated on me, which sucks. But then 2 years later, she tried to get in contact with me to say she never cheated on me. She was just trying to make me upset. I'm like, that's even worse because now I don't know what to believe.
Yeah, it's like, were you lying then or were you lying now? Why the fuck are you telling me this anyway?
I think the only interesting breakup story I have was...
Whoa, dude, this guy's underwater.
Blah, 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 I gotta do no so
sucking a tit
yes once
leave it in.
Once?
Well, like a long time ago. It was part of daily life back then.
I was three. We were dating.
It wasn't a thing. She was my mom. So I was getting my season pass at a ski resort, right? And I was having a great time. Skiing is one of my favorite all-time activities. I love being in the mountains. And I'm in line to get my photo taken. And I'm like texting my girlfriend at the time. And then all of a sudden, over Snapchat text, my girlfriend breaks up with me.
Snapchat text?
Snapchat text. And I found out that she had picked that day to break up with me specifically because she was like, you're in your happy place, so you'll feel like way better when like about the whole thing, because then you'll be happy about it. I'm like, I honestly wish you would have waited till I got home so I had a better day.
Damn.
Like, yeah, I got to ski my feelings out. That's not the best way to ski.
Ski my feelings out, title of episode.
Title of episode.
That's a good one. Nick's laugh is so pretty fake. Rough. Fucking piece of shit.
What?
What?
What did you just say?
This is, I've heard you laugh before, and then I'm hearing you laugh now. I don't know if you, the older you get, you become more animated, but your laugh is also funny. You know, it's like you have like a comedic laugh.
I know.
I've told Nick before, and I've told you before, Nick can say one word or two words, and I'm fucking gone.
It's a real Norm MacDonald quality to him.
Yeah.
He can just kind of go like, did I tell you, yeah! Chris? And make it sound dumb.
And he'll be in a group with like other people and that'll tell long stories, and he'll chime in with one word and get the biggest laugh.
Did I tell you Norm MacDonald?
I'm obsessed with Norm MacDonald now. I don't know if I told you that. Yes.
Yeah. I'm glad I got, did I get you into him, or did you just
you
get
did.
I did. Okay,
you did.
Good. Because, yes. Yeah, he blew my mind. I'm glad I got you onto him because he's fucking incredible.
What special did you get him on him? The Hitler's dog one?
I mean, that's kind of one of the only specials out there. But you honestly, it's I think I probably sent him the OJ SNL bit, like compilation, where it's all of his OJ jokes.
I've seen
that's
all
usually
that.
The first one I send people because
I've
that
seen
sounds incredible.
All that.
The all of his Weekend Update jokes are great. One of my favorite ones is the women driving. We're bringing up women too many times this podcast, but
that's okay. They know how to drive, though.
They do. No, that joke is incredible. Where it's talking about the pie charts and the way he strings that joke out, it just made me realize that he understands comedy in a different way than anybody
else. It's wild. Me and Chris saw together his COVID. Was it COVID?
Yeah, it was his COVID special, the one he made right before he died.
Did you see that one, Nick?
I don't think so. I don't think
it's
I've seen an entire special.
You said you've never seen an entire special?
Dog.
No. No. I saw it.
That's not true, actually.
I'm trying to think.
No, seriously. You went to my old apartment one time, and we watched Roy Scovel's try stand-up for the first time.
I love that so much. The improv stand-up.
He has a new special out. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Oh, some of the jokes he made were so fucking funny.
Have you seen it?
Oh, no, I haven't heard of him.
We got it.
It's incredible.
Watch it. He just incredible. Came out with another special. Sorry, I know you have a thought, but I'm going to go. he came out with another special on HBO Max, Dare I Say, better than the other one. It's called It's called Religion, Sex, and Everything in Between. And it's it is an hour and 20 minutes, the longest special I've ever seen. About half an hour of it is accidental crowd work. He did not plan for any of it. People shouting shit.
Oh,
he's forgetting his set. And he's playing along at the fact that he's forgetting like his next joke. It's so, oh my God. Conan produces it.
Mm.
So that's how you know it's good.
You know it's good, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. All right, now you fucking talk.
I was going to make one last point about Norm MacDonald. Like, I think he would get a laugh without even like making a joke. Like, he would like,
he's like Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah, totally. No, there's a similar kind of getting a laugh. Like, he'll begin a story with, now, I would never kill a woman in cold blood. Like, he'll begin with that, you know?
My favorite joke of his, and it's not even just because it's a Norm joke. I feel like if anybody said it, it would still be funny. But the fact that, like, Norm wrote it makes me like him more. The moth joke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it's up to you. It's not a strip. It's like it's loose. It's a loose joke. Because the whole joke is about stalling. And then you get to the punchline and it's so shitty that I'm like, I can't believe I stayed the whole way through for that joke. So all of the stalling, you can decide on your own.
Mm-hmm.
It's a brilliant joke.
And I don't think he cared about entertaining anyone except himself.
You see that? Actually, I think the first set I saw of Norm is the one, is the Bob Saget roast. And that's the one where you see most. Where he does not give a flying fuck about what the entire audience thinks. And he brings out a 1920s joke book. And he reads literally some of the funny, not the best jokes I've ever, they're obviously not good. But
they're bad jokes. They're bad dad jokes.
Losing it. And he's just smiling, and he loves that the audience is like, what is happening?
Mm-hmm. I feel like, though, he was just there to make his friends laugh. I feel like if that was your first impression of Norm Macdonald, watching him, you'd be like, I fucking hate this guy because he's not funny. But then you get that, part of the whole joke is almost like an inside joke. Once you get
his sense of humor. And once you get on the inside, then you're like, oh, I get it now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. It's kind of like 9/11.
Yes.
Let that sit, Chris.
No, I just wanted to watch Nick react to it.
It was funny. The person that got my supervisor that didn't like my AIDS joke, I was like, do you think 9/11's funny? And she's like, well, yeah.
What? He's like, it's been over 21 years.
So
Nick.
You laugh at dead people, but you don't laugh at dead people?
Yeah, I'm just like, come on.
AIDS is an ongoing crisis, Nicholas.
That is true.
9/11 was 21 years ago. That's over 21 years ago. That's past the point of no,
You guys, do you remember Cohen mixtape?
Yeah, of course.
So Cohen's episode is one of my favorite episodes I've done. And I still talk to him. Oh, yeah, me, Chris, and Cohen went to go see the new Godzilla movie, Minus One.
Wait, how was it?
The fact that you haven't seen it is upsetting.
Wait, have you not seen it?
You would love it.
Should I? Do you think I would?
Yes.
It's Riley's new favorite movie, and Riley's my girlfriend for everyone listening. And she prefers it over the last one, which was her previous favorite movie.
Okay.
Was her previous favorite movie? Shin Godzilla.
Oh. What was the one before that? Godzilla vs. Monsters.
Dude, she's so excited for the new one. Godzilla Kong. X. Kong.
It was Kong. No, that's not.
No, it was just called Kong X Godzilla.
Skull Island.
No, that one was the good one. No, that one came out.
That was the King Kong movie.
If you're still thinking about watching Godzilla Minus One, there's also a black and white version, and I know your favorite movie is black and white.
I don't know which movie you're referring to. I don't know what you're
Oh, you know what's insane? Okay, hold up. This is a build-up I'm going to create. The only thing I wanted to talk about was Nick's favorite movie. We were talking, I don't know if you know this, but Chris has a message on his phone to let me read. And then as we were talking, Chris put in his phone as a topic. I thought
we should talk about our thoughts on The Lighthouse.
The movie The Lighthouse. You like The Lighthouse, and I don't.
I don't really either. But I want to hear. Really like it.
What do you mean?
I want you to start this off.
But what I love though is that you love it so much. That I've seen posters of you. I think I've seen when you were at the summer camp doing film. I think the most decorations of that was five posters of The Lighthouse. The first time I watched the movie, it was with my girlfriend at the time, and we were playing Rummy at the time as well. So I wasn't kind of paying attention. I was kind of paying attention. And then you said you liked it. I met you. I watched it again. Tried to give it another shot, and I was like, I mean, it's okay.
So I don't understand why you don't like it. I don't get it.
It's not that I don't like it. I just said it's okay. So fucking stop touching me.
Listen,
get off.
But did you see Willem Dafoe's beard? Did you see it?
Oh, that's why he likes it. Oh.
He likes the farts. Oh. I see. Okay.
He likes beards.
He likes the poopy beards and.
It's a sexual fantasy. I'm like, it's a sexual fantasy. That's what it is. No, it's just
I have a good reason.
Feel like it's the 1890s. I don't know. It's just, and it's fucking weird.
What's it? What is it about the 1980s that you like?
No, the 1890s.
I don't think you understand my question. Yeah, that we're talking. Oh, that's a fucking amazing show.
What was the question?
Yeah, way better than The Lighthouse.
I'll defend The Lighthouse all day long.
um 1890. You know what I have a problem with? And this is, I think this is definitely like my type or like an opinion for sure. Opinionative. This is just based off taste. When I'm watching a movie, I like realistic dialogue. That, no, no, I'm not saying the movie's realistic. I'm saying that movie is a period piece that we don't see a lot. So I'm not used to it. Therefore, I don't like it. The way though talking is very, like what
I just think they did
sophisticated.
It's very what?
Sophisticated.
Well,
I mean, the quite point of the movie is depravity and the lack of all of class and whatnot. So maybe
I think the lighthouse represents an erect penis.
Represents? Okay. You know what? He likes William Dafoe's beard. He thinks that thing is a penis. Congratulations. No judgment.
He likes the farts. Yes. This movie's looking good for us.
It's right up my alley. Yeah.
Also, there is a scene where Robin Pattinson masturbates, and it is your favorite movie.
Oh, there's two scenes. Yeah.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. What was it? A deleted
Man,
scene?
With
that...
all this stuff, how could Echo and I hate this movie? There's no way.
The ending was good. I like the ending.
I mean, I think what, Nick?
You finished it.
I've seen, yeah. I gave it another shot. I had trust in you, and it fucking flopped.
You know what?
I like The Lighthouse, but I disagree.
I watched it with Chris, Minty, and Riley, and I found out Riley and Minty really did not want to watch it that night.
And by watched, you mean we watched a good maybe 5 or 6 minutes of it.
But you lasted 5 minutes.
It was fine.
That movie is also a slow burn, and that's not that. That's also not that type
like,
of movie.
I feel like maybe put a little bit of pace into the editing, and it might actually start to feel like a movie that I should watch.
You're breaking my heart, and my erection is gone right now.
Okay. Octopus.
What the fuck? Wooden mermaid. Wooden mermaid toy.
Beetlejuice.
You know what's weird? I'm going on a date tonight.
Hey.
And well, I don't know if it's a date.
Oh.
Because I met her, and it's a little weird. I met her in a coffee shop. She was reading a book.
Did you tell her a joke?
No, I didn't tell her a joke. It was an extremely serious conversation.
That's probably why it's a date now.
Yeah, no, but the problem is that like she has kids and they're older than me.
Attaboy.
Oh, so go on a date with the kids.
No, that's not what's happening.
A date with all of them?
I think that's what I'm saying.
Is it like a family date?
Yeah, it's like
what I'm saying. No, she's old. I don't know if it's a date, but she's like Snapchatting me.
Can you give us an approximate age of this mother you're going out on a date with tonight?
Wait, what?
Can you give us an approximate age of this mother that you're going on a date with tonight?
I mean, if her kid is 32.
you fucking dog. D-O-double-G.
She's got to be like 50 at least, right?
Boy. Oh my god, she's 85.
But she is no.
So is this your first?
No, guys, she's 85.
I think it's my first girlfriend, guys.
Wait. So this isn't your first date with this woman. This is your first girlfriend.
No, I'm saying we met at a coffee shop. We've been texting. She's been sending me like blushy face emojis and stuff, and we're Snapchatting. And
I didn't even know she could have Snapchat.
That's yeah. What?
Nick, The Lighthouse is your favorite movie.
You know what's number two now, right?
Setting a masterpiece. A mess.
Say that again, Nick.
You know it's number two now, right?
What's number one?
I know.
Do you know it?
There Will Be Blood.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
I think The Lighthouse.
Give me one more guess.
And I get a guess,
first
too.
The Lighthouse is probably number three then, because There Will Be Blood needs to be number two.
Okay, you know what? We hate him less now. It's not his number one.
True. Can you give me a hint? Is it within this year?
I want to guess.
It came out last year.
Zone of Interest.
No, I just saw that, though. That was good. I saw that.
I heard it was great. I don't know what it... Okay, tell us.
No, I got to guess. I'm going to guess. Came out a year ago.
It's okay, if I told you, it's like a perfect encapsulation of my life.
It's not Beau Is Afraid, is it?
It sure is.
Mm. Holy shit, that's your new favorite movie.
I hate you so much.
I love you, dude.
Oh, I fucking hate you.
I love Bo is Afraid so you fucking much.
You know.
I felt
This is hilarious.
This is hilarious. When I tell you, when I tell you that I walked out of the movie and I was like, wow, it's weird that I kind of did find a movie that got me.
Right?
It's not the good, not a good reaction to watching that movie.
You're not supposed to feel that way.
No. Wait, did I see it first and then I told Chris about it? No, I saw it like the day it came out. Oh, I did. Oh, no, I did not. I couldn't stand it because I don't blame you. I will say this: the first act, I fucking love.
Yeah,
the first act is undeniably perfect. What it's like a good half an hour. The second act goes a little slow. I'm like, you can cut this part out, especially the part where he's telling or he's watching the play, and the storytelling.
That's my favorite scene.
I love that scene, dude. I knew you. That the third and the fourth act are so interesting. It's very much a five act rather than a three act. Like it does this 1, 2, 3, 4, like five as the ending, but then the five is like the last. I love it because it sticks the landing so well.
Oh, I think that
I think the last 45 minutes are fucking awesome. Yeah. I feel like it ends about 30 times. All I was gonna say is I've had this thought a lot recently with a lot of movies I've been watching, where especially Robert Eggers' films, where it gets to the end and it feels like it's going to end. And you're like, I don't know. And it's the same thing with Dune 2. I don't know if you guys have seen Dune 2.
I love it.
I love Dune 2.
I love it.
It's great.
Have you seen Dune 1?
I didn't like it.
Whoa.
Okay.
You don't like fun.
Dude, you guys are weird. I like something that Nick... No, never mind.
We disagree on a lot of movies. We really do. It's okay.
I don't like the second half of Dune 1. I think that was like a 7.
Well, then I'll catch it, put it in my pocket, and make it a 10 later. Fuck, okay, keep going.
I think Dune 1, the first hour, is fucking some of the best space politics ever committed to film. I haven't seen that many space operas, mind you. But I love space the first opera. Hour. The second hour is one of the most fucking boring things I've ever witnessed in my entire life. It's just them in the fucking desert, and I'm like, I do not care about any of this shit. To go back to what we were talking about with Bo's Afraid. Like,
by the way, the fact that we've talked about this movie, I feel like we've never had sex. None of us.
None
of us. Well, Nick, but like 85 though.
Welcome to episode 105 of. No, I'm just kidding. Dude, fucking imagine.
You worried me a little bit. I won't lie.
What?
You scared me a little bit. I won't lie.
I got him.
Acting. Fuck you, bitch.
Hey.
She dumped me. No, not you. She dumped me. She said I was a bad actor.
Oh yeah. Oh,
She's got bad news and worse news.
Her name rhymes with Taylor.
Is it? It's bitch.
Sorry. It's Taylor.
It's Taylor.
All right. We were talking about Bo is Afraid. Yeah. You guys did talk about it off.
I think we were about to talk about endings. I think I was trying to get that point out.
You like the ending without spoiling the ending?
Yes.
You liked it.
Well, what I was going to say, I think, I don't remember. Stop me if I already said this.
I said don't spoil the ending.
I'm not gonna spoil. I'm going to spoil the ending of The Witch. I'm kidding.
Oh. Wait, he was dead the whole time?
You can see dead
people. I love The Witch. That's a great movie. Wait, do you two get less anxious when you smoke?
Yeah.
I get way less anxious. I have such a chill time right now.
How the fuck do you do that?
Do you get like, more?
I can't. I want so badly to just smoke weed. I get more anxious with it. I don't know why. It's weird.
Is it because most of the times you're doing it, you're with the wrong people?
Well, I'm usually alone.
That's it. You got to be with the right people.
I don't like being alone. I feel like Nick, I feel like you go crazy when you're alone.
You're right. You know me well.
Nick, what's your plans this summer?
My plans this summer?
Better question. When is the next time you're coming to California?
I would love to come. Next time I come visit my mom,
There's nothing funny about that fucking sentence.
Dude, I fucking get it now.
Oh, he means his date.
Oh.
I, you know what? I'm gonna go into that situation not seeing it as a date. We bond over books, and we have many That'd intellectual. Be more awkward,
if I'm completely honest, if it wasn't a date, I'm unless, it's, you think unless it's his mom, then maybe he shouldn't think it's a date.
I'm trying to. I feel like they're both good things.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what the issue is. You know, I don't know. No, I don't know. Probably this summer. It's not. I think 4th of July, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys celebrate Easter?
No.
No.
I don't even know what it is.
What?
I don't know.
I was younger and came back from church, I like yelled at the window for my friend, like, I'm coming over and we're going to reenact Easter. And then I came over and we reenacted Easter. What does that mean? I was Jesus and like he like crucified me and shit. It was weird.
And he was a bunny?
Yeah. That's in the Bible,
right? But what's the eggs and the bunny, you know?
That, I honestly, I don't know where that came from.
Nick or Chris, is there anything you guys want to plug?
Mm.
It could be, it doesn't even have to be something you made. It could be, but if you, or a movie or a TV show you want to plug, or an artist, musical artist.
Oh, shit. Beyonce.
I was just about to say Beyonce's new album just came out.
It's really good. I really like it.
I didn't even know she was sick.
I can plug something that like I can take. How long do we have left? No minutes?
6 minutes.
Oh, I got something.
But I do know.
I can start a conversation.
I was going to say, I do know when I asked that question. I'm like, this could be about 6 minutes.
This could be 2 minutes because it's probably only going to be me. I don't know if you guys have heard of an artist called No Name.
I love No Name.
No shit, really? Her album that came out last year, I think, was literally the best album of last year.
Sundial. It was amazing.
Sundial. Nick, I love you. We're moving in together. I'm sorry, Riley. We're done. It's over. This is.
Yeah. She's a poet, and I love that the songs sound like they're playing real drums.
Yeah,
the songs. Dude. Yeah,
a man of my own heart, Nick. Absolutely, the Sundial. All of her albums are really good, but it kind of all accumulates in Sundial. Every song is such a banger, but it's also it hits me like a Kendrick Lamar album, where it's telling such an incredible story across the entire album.
Yeah, is it? I haven't heard of the album. Is it like, in your opinion, both of you? Is it like the Bo is Afraid of albums?
No. What? I think it's a lot more acceptable for a lot of other people. I think Bo is Afraid is very hard to approach.
How do you... Okay. Oh, okay.
Like, Radiohead is the Bo Afraid of... Kid Amnesia is the Bo Afraid of albums.
You gotta specify Kid Amnesia. You know, I just saw them live.
You did see the Smile. How was it?
I saw the Smile. It was. They were so good.
Fuck.
They were so good.
That's incredible.
I went to go see Lainey.
Lainey?
You know the band Lainey? L-A-N-Y?
I don't know them.
Nicholas, this is not a joke?
No, it was funny.
Put on your serious hat. Put on your serious hat right now. I'm about to talk about my depression and the fact that...
you can't make him laugh. When that's some awful, Nick. Nicholas, come on.
Nicholas, stop it.
You're trying to make me laugh right there.
Dude, I'm so fucking sad.
Yeah, because talking about depression is Nick, a funny I'm matter so to you, sad. Nicholas.
Do you want me to kill myself?
You want both of us to kill each other?
I don't.
Oh shit, you know what we can't talk about that can last in 3 minutes? The third season of I Think You Should Leave.
Oh, what do you think of it?
So fucking good.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Alright, Chris never saw it.
Laughing Crooner is the Laughing Crooner is really funny. Or no, the Driving Crooner.
I don't know. What? I don't. Oh, the cigarette and the hat.
Yeah.
Which is the trend on TikTok.
Yeah. I don't do the TikToks.
Okay. You only do 85s.
What?
Give it a second. Nick, give it.
85s. Oh. Okay.
No, I'm still lost. I'm sorry. I'm a fucking idiot.
Wait, Nick, you get it.
85?
Nick, you get it.
Oh, yes, fuck you. Yes. It's only because I didn't.
We'll both somewhere else.
I've got bad news and worse news. We didn't get it, and it wasn't funny.
And I have AIDS. It's a good way to end it. So, wait, you're both plugging. Nick, what are you plugging?
Let's see. Hold on. We're
out of time.
We're going to wait as long as this takes. I was plugging Beyonce.
Plugging Beyonce.
And the Schoolboy Q, his new album was pretty cool.
Oh, shit, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Schoolboy Q.
I'll check it out.
Yeah. I'm going to I'm going to plug, and this is a throwback. I just saw this. I'm going to plug. I don't know if you guys even know this. In 2020, I wrote a one-act play, and I formatted it as a book, and it's on Amazon to buy.
Really? No way.
Yeah. It's called Icky Island. I wrote it when I was like 19. It's a whodunit comedy for kids, kid-friendly comedy whodunit. I think it's so fucking funny.
The last thing I'd like to say is that the last part of my text was that we should pretend to not like The Lighthouse. I don't know if your opinions were true. I actually do enjoy The Lighthouse. I just wanted to see you upset.
I was going
to
say, that's why I was so confused. I'm like, you're not stupid. Like, I what's going on here?
You really were trying to be like, Chris, you don't, wait, what? I didn't.
No, that's why I was like, there's no fucking way. I knew it.
Wanted to clear the air.
Don't ever pull that shit on me again, all
right? I saw right through it.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to end it. What a good way to end it. This is where we cue a Beyonce song, but I don't have that money. Bye, guys.
Well, that was the episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Well, I'm still going to talk for a little bit. So that's if you want to leave, you can. This is kind of like the interlude, the encore that no one asked for. Oh, that's a good title. I should have titled it that. Too late. But yeah, that was them. If you want to follow their Instagrams, it's in the podcast description of this episode on Spotify. And I hope you guys have a good Easter. Me, Chris, Nick, we briefly talked about it, but I don't know what your guys' traditions of Easter is like. There's a lot of eggs, meaning, you know, I like crap a lot. And then I put them in like, I shape them, and then I put them into plastic eggs. And we don't have enough money for candy. Also, I'm going to hell. So you can't be mad at me when I'm already going to the place that we all know where I'm going. Okay. It's either hell or I wouldn't mind Michigan for a little bit. I could go to Michigan. San Francisco. I got some people there. That sounds fun. I really want to go to New York. I feel like New York's Easter is almost just like throwing eggs at each other, and it's not even Easter eggs. Like, it's not the plastic eggs with candy. It's like actual eggs, yolk and all. just nagging it. Hey, miss, this is Billy on the street. Hey, miss, for a dollar, throw an egg at that, you know, man with less fortune. I was going to say homeless man, but I know that's like off. What is it called? It's not politically correct anymore, and I don't remember the actual thing. Doesn't matter. Dude, I remember when I was still living with my parents, and our Easter was actually pretty fun. We would wake up. Well, first off, don't ever wake me up. Even if it's Christmas, I'll wake up. Okay? I've always gotten up. Every day I've gotten up. Have you noticed that? It doesn't matter whether you woken me up or not. Even it. Oh, now I want to choke someone. Even if you woke me up and I woke up then, I still chose to listen to you. I woke up. Mom. My mom and my dad would always wake us up for Easter, and we have a backyard, and my mom would just, or Easter Bunny, I guess, I don't know, fucking Santa Claus would put all of the Easter eggs outside, and we'd have to find them, like an Easter egg hunt. It was very fun. And it was always, here's the thing, it's always candy, obviously, but I'm not a big candy guy, okay? So even though I'm like 10 and I don't need to invest yet, could you like in one of the eggs, put a phone in there so I can download Bitcoin? I'm not saying I'm going to use it. I'm probably not going to use it, but it's better than candy because I don't have a sweet tooth. Unless you're going to put a big fucking cheesecake in there and a tiny egg and a plastic egg. You open it up and it's like a fucking Mary Poppins bag where you're like, holy shit, another child. I don't want to eat children. Sometimes for Easter, I think maybe two or three times, my mom got us a bike. It wasn't in an egg because, you know, geese can't shit that well. It was just like on the sidewalk. It was pretty cool. Sorry, the Easter Bunny got me a bike. Okay? Santa Claus is a fat piece of shit who, you know, ruins everybody's houses by breaking and entering. I bake cookies. I don't know if you ever baked cookies for Santa Claus when you were younger. I baked them and I wanted to eat them. And guess what motherfucker was like, no, save them for Santa. And guess what motherfuckers, guess what they ate? They ate the cookies that I made. Fuck you. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not trying to say anything about Santa or anything about your parents, but your parents know what's up, okay? And your parents are the one that's getting fat because they're eating my cookies. Your parents are eating my cookies. Oh, I'm fucking snorting. That's my wish for Easter. I don't want to snort anymore. What's that, a Beyonce song? I don't want to snort anymore. Oh, no, that's a Rihanna? I'm racist. Happy Easter. I'm not caring about Easter. It's just Easter, you know, when you get older, Easter and like Christmas and Halloween, all of these, they're not as memorable because when you're younger, you do them with your family. I'm not saying memorable is always a good thing, you know. I remember figuring out the whole Santa thing, and that was memorable, but and it scarred me for life. And now I got mom issues. So, thanks, Santa. Fat piece of... I don't know what you guys do for Easter. Or if you guys just like... Some people... I was talking to someone, and like... From the in the UK, Easter's not really a thing. And that makes sense, because Americans are so fucking weird as shit. They come up with bunnies and fat people and tooth fairies and Jesus. Dude, my Easter right now, I'm watching my comfort movie. One of my comfort movies, which is Wizard of Oz. I have a fire in the background. I made myself a sandwich. I got, you know, those hollow chips, pork rinds or something like that. Pig, cops. I got cops. I'm eating the cops. And every time I take a bite, it consumes me. So I eat a bite. I'm like, oh, get on the ground. Show me your hands. And they're very filling. Okay. They do taste low-key like a donut. And a little bit, oh, no. A little bit like police brutality. Take a little bit like that. But, yeah, if you want to buy them, they're at the cop store. You don't really need to get in. You can just shoot your way in. Or if you can tase somebody, just honestly hit somebody and tell them you're wearing a badge. They can't really do much. Can't do much. That's Easter for a lot of people. I don't even know what that meant, but we're going to keep it in because I'm tired. Not tired, like I'm tired of editing things. You know what I mean? Like I'm tired of doing the work. I'm still going to do the work, but I'm just going to be honest for 2 seconds. I'm tired of... I'm getting motivated still. You guys get what I mean. You're tired and motivated at the same time, okay? We got days. We got those days every now and then. All right, we get the gist. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Happy Easter. If there was a moment of gratitude you can give, you know, just think about that. Think about gratitude. I've been thinking about gratitude. I haven't been praying. I mean, sorry. I've been praying every night, and I don't even know what I'm praying to, and that's a beautiful thing. And what another beautiful thing is, you know, celebrating things. Man, you ever talk and you're like, wow, I just bored myself to death. Jesus, man. I know God is risen, and you know, and I just said his name in vain, but God, you got to forgive me sometimes. I mean, God damn. That was Negan from Walking Dead. All right. Happy birthday, Jesus, I guess. He has Riz.